This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. See them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and kind of a nice day out there. It's warmed up a little bit. Wow, what a crazy week. We started off last Sunday with temperatures in the 70s. We had a major wind and rainstorm knocking out power to over 425,000 homes here in the state of Maine. It took them a week to get them all fixed. And then we got another storm on Friday that knocked out 25,000 homes. There, most of them are back up and running. So it's been a long week. And the temperature went from the 70s to the single numbers in some places. So a magnificent change in the season. It's now fall and even winter feeling. So it's time to put the garden to bed, prepare for the holidays, get ready for the storms that are coming. Hopefully not for a while with the snow, but the temperature is changing. And the hunting season is on at full throttle at this point. So keep an eye out in your neighborhood. And if you start to see deer being visible, then you may want to think about protecting some of your shrubs. Because if they're not in their natural habitat, they're going to be looking for food. They love arborvitae. They love yews of all type, spreading or upright. They love hollies. And then things like rhododendron, azalea, and boxwood. And they'll even eat pachysandra as a ground cover. And if you have fruit trees during the winter, they'll be on your fruit trees. There's a great product made by Everguard, and Everguard is putting a promotion together with Abishon Hardware, and they have a ready-to-use bottle of the mixture, and you buy one, you get one free. The bottle is 32 ounces. It's normally $14.95, and you buy one, you get a second one for free. So pick up a couple of bottles, treat your plants now, and then about 6-7 weeks down the road, do it a second time. So that way you've got a spare bottle for your second treatment. But any Abishon Hardware has Everguard ready to use. Buy one, get one free. Take advantage of the sale, and that way if the deer become a problem, you can treat them. And who knows what the winter is going to be. We could have a little bit of snow. We could have a lot. And if we do have a lot, they're going to get more aggressive. And they will come right up to the side of your house and eat the shrubbery right there. I had it happen to my house 3 years ago. They ate my yews right down to the ground. I wasn't paying attention, and they took advantage of it. Now, if you need some help, 855-660-4261. Nathan will help you out, and we'll work together. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
We've got Bob in Connecticut.
Bob from Connecticut, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Paul, I have a question, and it's a follow-up to a prior caller about installing tree wrap or tree tubes on fruit trees.
Right.
And I wondered if you could recommend any type of repellent that could be sprayed on the trunks of those trees in lieu of, you know, going to the extreme of putting on the wrap.
Okay. You can use the Everguard spray on it. The problem is it's not going to last the entire winter. And the other problem is if we have a snowy winter, you apply it now. It will take care of the plant for November, for December, and part of January. And then the product will break down. And if you've got 2 feet of snow on the ground, now that lower 2 feet where the mice are going to be feeding, the product has worn off and they'll be ready to feed. By using those plastic corkscrew type tubes or tree wrap or even hardware cloth, not only will it take care of them from now until the spring, you can leave it there and until the bark has aged and becomes almost woody, it will continue to protect that plant during the spring, during the summer, and into the following year. So it's a product that if you were to visit a wholesale nursery, they use the plastic tubes, they use the tree wrap, and they leave it on the tree year-round. That way, if you have mice, you could also have a woodchuck who feeds in your garden during the summer. Well, he could feed on your fruit tree during the early spring. He could feed on the tree if we have a real nice period of time. During the winter, he wakes up, he's hungry, he'll chew on the bark, go back to sleep, and create problems that way. So the sprays are more for the foliage that are above the ground, but for fruit trees and young flowering crabs, dogwoods, your flowering plums or pears, you need something that's going to last even with snow on the ground, and a plastic tube, tree wrap, or wire is the only way to go.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate
okay.
your help.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. And if we can help you, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and call. You know, there's new technology all the time. There are new products all the time. But to protect the trunk of the tree, it's the old-fashioned way, either with these plastic tubes that they can't chew through, the tree wrap that has a tar-based center to them, or the wire that they can't chew through. But it's really important. If you have a fruit tree or a new flowering tree, it's their first or second year, cover the bottom 3 feet anyways. And that will prevent rodent damage. Once a mouse or a woodchuck or some type of a feeding animal gets in there and they remove the bark, they're cutting the tubes that bring the water from the root up to the top of the tree. The water tubes are right up against the bark. And when they chew the bark, they cut the tubes, and now the tree can't get any water, and it will slowly die. So if you're investing $25, $30 into a fruit tree or more, is it worth spending a couple of dollars to wrap it? It sure is. So give it a try. Nathan, who's up next?
Vincent in Massachusetts.
Vincent? Vincent, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Well, good morning. I'm going to ask you a question that's been asked a million times, but I want to go a little further on. I have some iris and some rose bushes that were given to me, and I have to dig them up. Where I want to plant them, I can't get ready until next spring. So how can I keep them through the winter, please?
Okay. All you want to do is dig them up and put them in a garage or a tool shed where they're going to be out of the weather. And they'll be a lot safer there. If you leave them outside, there's a good chance that they will not survive the winter because it's late in the year. And by you digging them at this point, it doesn't give them enough time to get established. But all of the roses that you're going to be purchasing next year for your garden, they're being dug right now. They're being cleaned, and they're being put into cold storage for the winter. And then in the spring, your nurseries will get these bare root roses. They'll pot them up, feed them, and then they'll be ready to grow. So the main thing is dig them up, put them in a good-sized container with plenty of soil, give them a good drink, put them someplace where they're going to be sheltered for the winter, and then when spring arrives, you just plant them in your garden, and you're ready to go. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, and if you need some help, call us right now. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparrott.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparrott.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparrott.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun. which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your bug assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a question, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like Ed in Cape Cod.
Ed from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Well, what I have is a Meyer lemon plant that I grew from seed. It's about a year old.
Okay.
And it's approximately 18 inches tall and a foot wide. And right now we're sitting in the southern exposure in the living room. It was outside all summer. But how can I get it to flower?
Okay. It will take a while because it's still a young plant.
Yes.
Have you been feeding it at all, Ed?
Yes. My wife bought she bought a 5-pound bag of Espoma citrus fertilizer, and I don't know why she bought the 5-pound bag. Maybe I can use that around my blueberries. I don't know. But anyway, we sprinkle some of that in. It's in a 10-inch pot.
Right.
So
it's going to take a while.
I expect it would, but I didn't know if it would. Sunday just might have a flower on it.
Okay. When you go to Florida and you see potted plants that they're selling, usually what they've done is they have taken a cutting from a branch and they root that. Now, a cutting from a branch is a mature plant, and they'll flower the same year because it's coming from old wood on a mature plant.
Okay.
You're starting from scratch.
Yeah, that's true. I am. It was kind of an experiment more than anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to take some while. It could be 3 or 4 years. And
maybe I'll live that long, I hope.
Yeah, I don't see why not. But I don't think you're going to see much of a bloom till it gets to be around 3 or 4 feet.
Okay, that's all right. I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate that. At least I know that maybe Sunday it probably will have a flower on it. But
yeah, tell your wife that you should probably feed that tree a couple times a year, spring. Yeah. It's like in March, April, and then again around Labor Day. And putting it outside is a great place for it. You get all that nice humidity during the summer. And as long as you can give it plenty of sunshine, direct sunlight, during the winter, that tree will continue to grow. And it should be repotted every 2 to 3 years. And the way that you can tell, Ed, is put some newspaper down on your kitchen table, pick up the pot, and either turn it upside down or tap the bottom and slide it out. And if you see that the edges of the root ball is a mass of roots, then that's a signal to repot it into a new container a couple of inches larger in size.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. At least I know that I'm not going to see flowers for a year anyway, and that's all right, too. So
yeah, it's got beautiful foliage, so enjoy that.
Yes, it does. And I thought being outside, it would probably have a problem with aphids or mites, but I've had no signs of that at all anywhere on this tree.
Perfect. Perfect.
I think we lucked out there on that.
You did. You did a good job.
The only garden vegetable that I ever had a problem with was Brussels sprouts, and they would be covered with aphids. I finally gave up growing Brussels sprouts. But everything else in my garden, I don't have a problem with at all. But so.
If you want to try to grow aphids again, I have that. I had a problem with my Brussels sprouts 1 year.
Yeah.
As you said, they were full of aphids, and I used this all-season oil on it. And the all-season oil wiped them, all the aphids right out. I did it twice within a month, and the problem went away. And now, I mean, I love Brussels sprouts.
So now we go down to the market and I'll buy them. I find that it's much easier on my mind. I don't have to worry about them. Well, I
thank
appreciate
you, Ed.
You taking the time to talk about that tree of mine.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. You have a great weekend.
Hope you have a nice thing.
Bye-bye. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Mice moving into your home in the fall? Would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, give us a call. This is toll free, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. Can you tell me, my son has raised beds, and we want to put them to sleep for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
We put mulch and newspaper on top. What should we do?
He's growing just regular vegetables, tomatoes and peppers and things like
tomatoes,
that.
Yes, tomatoes, peppers, yeah.
I wouldn't put mulch on top of it. That's okay for flowers.
Okay.
He could put animal manure on there. He could put shredded leaves, pine needles, seaweed from the ocean. And then in the spring, he could blend it all in. I wouldn't put any fertilizer at this time of the year because it's going, with the weather, it will turn to a liquid and it will leach out of the soil. So it won't improve it. But, you know, animal manure, compost, shredded leaves, pine needles, seaweed, that's what I usually add to my garden.
How about newspaper? Would you put newspaper down at all?
You would put the newspaper down. Usually, you want it to prevent weeds, right?
Right.
Okay. You want to put that down when you plant.
Okay.
So what you would do is you would plant like a row of vegetables, either like pepper plants or lettuce or whatever. You set your newspaper down, and as you put it down, you water it so that it gets heavy and it will stick to the ground. And then you cover it with some grass clippings, with some straw that you can buy by the bale, and that's inexpensive. And that will prevent the newspaper from blowing away. You don't want to use colored paper.
Okay.
So it's only the black and white print. The colored advertising in the paper could create some toxicity in your soil. And you want to put two or three layers thick. And then at the end of the year, you can just till it right in to improve the texture of your soil.
So if I put newspaper, leaves now and then the manure on top?
Yep. And then next spring, till it all in. And that way you can get some great organic matter deep into the ground. And then you plant. When you're done planting, newspaper, and then either seaweed, a straw, or pine needles on top of the newspaper. So it makes the garden look good. And also the material that you put on top of the newspaper will help to hold the moisture in the ground so that you won't have to water as often.
Thank you so much, and have a great week.
You too, Margaret. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye. You know, the weather's getting cold, and we had some snow in northern New England this past week. The ski areas are got their guns out, and they're beginning to make snow so people can go skiing for Thanksgiving. And thinking about that, you may need some ice melt. And Natural Alternative has put together a program so that you can get ahead of it. They know that the 40-pound bags are too heavy for a lot of us, and they put a 20-pound boxes together. They've given you an $8 discount and free shipping. And it's a good deal. This ice melt that Natural Alternative makes is great if you have dogs or cats. It will not burn the pad of their feet. If you have a dog, he's outside, and he gets a grain of that rock salt in between his toes, it could burn him. This will not. This will eliminate the white material that you track into your home, and you can use it on a walkway near a flower bed, near your lawn, without killing the grass or your perennials. And you need less of it than you do rock salt. So it's a good product. It's all natural. And they're putting two 20-pound boxes in a box, shipping it to you for free, and an $8 discount. So give them a call in the morning. The number is 888-546-5941. They have many sizes, but this is a great promotion, and that should get you through the whole winter. The number, 888-546-5941. Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry about that. I'm looking at a few different ones here. Tom in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay. Tom from beautiful Martha's Vineyard, good morning. How can we help you out
good
today?
Yes, I would like to rejuvenate an old apple tree. I have an old apple tree that's
okay.
Rife with branches and lots of little twigs. And budding all over with twigs and whip-like branches on up the trunk, and has lichen over it. And what apples it has are small and sort of out of shape.
Okay.
Can I bring it back to yield?
Oh, sure. Sure.
That.
Now, when was the last time you pruned that tree?
Well, it's someone who lives ways away. I don't know how old it is. It's out in her property, and she'd like me to get it back to health and fix it up.
Okay.
So
the thing you want to do is most of your commercial growers, they do their pruning during the month of March. And that's when you should do it. So step number one, any suckering branches that develop at the base of the tree or on the trunk of the tree, they should all be removed. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Step two, you said you have a lot of these new suckering branches coming up. You want to remove about 75% of them. And you want to remove all of the small ones so that you have a nice, healthy shoot developing on that tree to rejuvenate it. So and they usually come in clusters where you'll have 5, maybe as many as 10 new shoots developing from one point. And what you want to do is maybe save 2. So save the best 2 branches, get rid of everything else, so that when the tree begins to send energy in the spring up to the top of the tree to wake it up, instead of trying to wake up 10 branches, it's only going to wake up 2, and the food isn't divided 10 ways, it's divided 2 ways. So that way you get rid of all the weaker branches, and you can redevelop the shape of that tree.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so there's lots of little short ones, and the bark looks wrinkled, and they look like they've been squished a little. I guess that's some of the bark on the just on the end of the little twig is
right.
Wrinkled, and so I guess I can prune. Well, say there's 10, so I prune 8 off and save maybe the best looking ones.
Right,
little short things. Okay, and fertilize it. I suppose I can fertilize it anytime.
Yeah, fertilize it. Wait until the ground is thawed from the frost. And what you want to do, Tom, is just to take a ruler, put it up against the trunk of the tree, and see how thick it is. So if your trunk, when you look at it, measures 10 inches, then you should give it 10 pounds of fertilizer. So it's 1 pound per inch diameter of your trunk, not the circumference, but the diameter. And
okay,
if you buy a product called Tree Tone or Plant Tone, this is an organic fertilizer. It's a slow release. And what I like about it is you just go to the tips of the branches. So you walk up to the tree, you look at the tips of the branches, and you take a crowbar, you make a hole even with the drip line, about 6 inches deep. You put a half a handful of fertilizer in it, and you make a circle about 2 feet apart all the way around. You're going to have some left. You come in 2 feet. You make another circle of holes. Put a half a handful in each until your food is all done. And if you can do that spring and fall for the next couple of years, you're going to rebuild the quality of that tree.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. Now, the other thing that you can look at, if you have some of these shoots that are growing straight up in the air, you don't want to keep them all. You want to get rid of some of those. You take the healthiest of those, and then look at the stem carefully, and you're going to see that the buds on this branch are not opposite of each other. They alternate. You'll have one on the right, then 2 or 3 inches, and one on the left, and then 2 or 3 inches up, and one on the right. So knowing this, the bud on the right, if it's facing towards the center of the tree, that's going to make a branch growing towards the middle. So if you prune it just above it, the new growth will grow towards the center. If the branch on the bud on your left is pointing towards the outside and you prune it, your new growth will develop on the outside. So that way you can fill in areas where it's thin on the inside, and you can make your tree grow larger by making the new growth grow away from the center of your tree.
Okay, so you train it like that.
Exactly.
And there are some shoots that are look healthy and new, and they're going straight up, and they're straight.
Mm-hmm. So you just look at that bud, at that branch, and you'll see alternating buds, right, left, right, left, right, left, going up. And you can cut some of them to grow away from the center and some to grow towards the center.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, it's an easy tree to climb.
Exactly.
You get through the thicket of branches.
Yeah, so just, you know, take your time. Do a little bit of selective pruning. If it's getting to be too wide, apple trees can grow relatively quick. You can even cut some of the branches that are getting out of control, and you can take trees that are too tall, cut them shorter.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Bill in Franklin.
Bill from Franklin, good morning. How can we help you out with your garden today?
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Pretty good, thank you. Real quick, I just want to say I'm not going to bother you with a garden question right now because I listen to your show every week, and thanks to the advice I've heard from you, everything's squared away here and has been for quite a few years. But what I do want to do is add to what a caller said about 25 minutes ago. You need to put your shows on CDs because I'd like to listen to them during the week.
Okay.
And that's why I'm calling.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'll talk with the people at GCN, the network that we're on, that sends it to the various stations across the country and see if that is something that we can do. I like that idea.
Yes, I do, because here on my station I only get you once a week, and sometimes I'd like to listen to it a couple more times a week. How's the weather there in Maine?
It's warming up a little bit. We went down into the teens last night. Quite a change from last week. Last week on Sunday we were 71 degrees, and this morning it was 18 degrees. So that's a 50-plus temperature drop in just 1 week. So it's a sign that our good weather is over, and it's time to get ready for winter.
That's for sure, and we lived up here a lot of years, you and I and a lot of your callers, and We're used to the cold, and there's fools like me that actually enjoy it.
I do also, and one of my favorite things in the middle of winter is getting out on that lake and doing some ice fishing. How can you beat that, huh?
We don't see as many ice outs as we used to, but yeah, I know just what you're talking about.
It's a lot of fun being out there. I remember growing up, when we were little, my dad would take us on a toboggan. We'd bring our skates. The men would all cut the holes, get the traps set, and the kids would ice skate, play hockey, and do some fishing at the same time.
For sure. Nice talking to you. You take care, Paul.
You too, Bill. I like
that. Seriously, talk about your people there. Get some CDs on down, sell them someplace, Walmart or on the radio, whatever.
Okay. I like that idea. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. If we can help you, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
We're coming up on it here, but Cliff in New Hampshire has a question he'd like to start.
Oh, we're coming up on a break. Cliff, why don't we get started on it, and then we can finish up after the break.
It's Chris, not Cliff. That's okay.
Chris, okay.
I've got a question for you. It's not gardening related, but since the storm, I've had no birds.
Mm-hmm.
Is that unusual, or...?
I was talking to C-Ann, and C-Ann is our bird lady. She'll be with us next Sunday to tell you how to get ready, and she's been hearing that every place. She lives in Pennsylvania, and every time she does a birding seminar, people are telling her the same thing. And I think it's just that it was so warm, and then we had this horrific storm. Here in Maine, we had wind up to 90 miles an hour. The average was around 70. We had 415,000 homes without power for up to a week and more. And I think it really messed up the bird population. I have three bird feeders, and I'm not seeing as many birds as I did before the storm either.
I'm not seeing any.
Yeah.
I had three huge pine trees blown down, you know, in my yard, and I don't know if that has something to do with it. I just don't know.
Well, I would think that having three big trees has changed the environment.
Yeah.
In your yard, and they're going to have to get their senses back together to try and refigure your yard, because they were used to going from one tree to the other to eventually get to your feeder, and now those trees are gone. But give it some time, get your food out, and they will return.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.